Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about providing condiments for your guests, a girlfriend's serious condition, and baby names. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Michael DeMauro. Or say, speaking of baby names, he's got his little hat on.
Christ.
What was that?
I said hello.
I thought you said Christ is risen or something.
No, I was saying it. What's Welsh that? Word.
Oh, I see. And Nick Bristow is here.
Hello, Jennifer.
Guys, we're late this week for a few reasons. Number one.
Let's go through them.
Because we're pregnant.
Not that. Nick was on a boat. I had the flu last week, and now Tim has the flu actively. He's on the downswing.
I'm such a big, strong boy.
How the fuck did you get the flu?
Probably because we went to wrestling 2 days in a row.
did you get sick last time you went to wrestling?
You guys gotta stop getting sick.
You gotta
stop letting people cough in your mouth during wrestling.
So I'm honestly just very, grateful that it was the flu and not COVID.
Yeah.
Because I don't need any help making my brain stupid. I was pretty worried about that.
Yeah, my brain don't work so good. Even with the flu, obviously it's not ideal. Luckily I had a doctor's appointment, so I went on Friday and I was like, I don't think it's COVID, but sure. And motherfucker jabbed the fuck out of my nose.
Oh, really?
I've got vibes from this guy.
This is like
before.
Our doctor that did it?
Not our doctor, the other guy, the practitioner.
Oh, I see.
I've been swabbed twice before. Shout out Urgent Healthcare.
Did you go once. Because of the sickness or did you?
No, I go to the doctor every 3 months in order to make sure I'm working at peak perfection.
Yeah.
He's gonna hit
peak physical specimen.
Right. No, it's because it's like, oh, you still can't get your pills? That's fucked. Let's figure this out. And it hurts so fucking bad.
I
thought my nose
sucks.
Was starting to bleed.
That sucks.
Yeah, because I think he was like pissed at me.
What?
Because I was like, yeah, I described my symptoms because, you know, he's the guy that checks you in. And I described my symptoms. He was like, that doesn't sound like the COVID's. And then I described them and probably said like one word different to the real doc. He's like, did you get swabbed? I'm like, nope. He's like, all right, well, let's have that. And so it came in. He's like, well, God damn it. Well,
I think I know exactly who you're talking about. And he's definitely got like, I don't know. He's got a gruff demeanor for sure.
He's gonna
I like our main doctor. Like, can I talk to the nice doctor again, please?
Our nice doctor whips.
Yeah, he's really good.
It's shout out to healthcare workers. I'm banging my pots right now.
But basically we found out you had flu type B, which I feel pretty confident. I'm like, this does not feel like COVID because – my skin hurt
not
in
feel
a way
like
that
flu type A to me. It's really flu type B.
I'm kind of sad it's B, but
what's the difference? I don't know.
Well, the big difference, I'm glad it's B, but I always want to get the A. You know me,
right? Yeah.
But you can't give the flu B to animals.
I didn't. That's
so.
Fine.
I'm
okay.
Pissed.
Is that the main difference?
Well, you know how Google's weird now,
and it gives you wrong information. AI stuff.
And you just kind of like go to what's the most interesting.
But yes, anyway, this has been a house of sickness.
Yeah.
Which leads me to another story that I need to tell everyone about, which is that I got very messed up on what day it is because I've been sick. Guys, did you know? So right today's Easter.
Uh-huh.
It's March 31st, 2024. Did you guys know the eclipse is not happening tomorrow?
Yes.
I sure didn't know that. I thought it was tomorrow.
I thought it was
which
tomorrow.
Which meant that I worked yesterday for like 6 hours. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to have to go. I want to go see the freaking eclipse. So I'll have to leave in the middle of the workday to go do that. So I'm going to work. And I found out just before this recording, it's not tomorrow.
No,
that was great.
So I just worked 6 extra hours.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, it's not too late.
It's not too late.
That's right. The eclipse is the 8th, apparently.
Yeah. Check to see where totality is and get your way there. It won't happen again until 2044.
So long from now.
I thought it was tomorrow, but I also wasn't going to go anywhere for it. So, like,
So far out of the thing.
Again, like, as we said, I would have been, like, all ready to go. I'm like, all right, I'm ready for the eclipse.
I live in the zone, so it's just everything is eclipse, and it's driving me batty.
Like, Michael hates the eclipse.
When we brought it up, Michael was like, what's the big deal? Who gives a fuck?
He's like, why are you going to look at the stupid sun not existing?
Like, I look at the sun every day.
Good part is that I get to see Rax and I get to see Paul Kim for no reason.
Because people get excited about the eclipse. I was like not super into it at first, and then I got bullied by my family being like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Yeah. Like, okay.
It is a once in a lifetime. Like, it is.
We're not going to be alive in 20 years. I don't remember the last one was.
I saw an eclipse.
No, that wasn't total.
8 years ago.
It's going to be cloudy, though.
Will it?
How do you know that?
I don't know. Probably will be.
Just go above the clouds.
Michael's just telling himself this so he doesn't feel like because he's going to get too excited about the eclipse. See,
it was 2017. I'm sorry. It just wasn't total.
It was bullshit
for where we were.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's the thing. Like, it would be kind of silly for us to not go because we are so close to the path of totality. I don't know. I feel like it seems cool to experience an apocalyptic moment. Mm-hmm. On the Earth.
If this was like 300 years ago, you would probably like think the world was ending. For sure.
Yeah. Well, like, it is really funny thinking about
fucking
that.
Throw it.
Yeah, because like back then they didn't know it was gonna happen, so you just be like out, farming.
Yeah.
Like giving your pig slop or whatever, and then like everything just starts dark as fuck.
Yeah. Just go inside and bash your daughter to be like, well, hope this fixes it.
Very scary. So
it's really crush her.
I didn't do enough sacrifices here, I guess.
Yeah.
God is mad at me.
Yeah. You guys seen that? No, I don't want to talk about Mel Gibson.
Yeah, let's not.
Do you guys know that bucket hats are Welsh culture? I found that out recently.
Are you doing cultural appropriation,
Michael? Wow, Welsh culture.
Michael has, and apparently it's working. Everyone loves him over there. Michael, I guarantee you could walk into a random pub in Wales and get recognized at this point.
I don't.
Or like just say like something, and 1 hour later he's gonna be singing with those motherfuckers.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll be giving them their sheep to marry and things of that nature.
Yeah, no, shagging all their sheep. That's like a thing. We as Welsh people, I'm not Welsh in any way, but we own that now. We sing about how we're shagging all the sheep in our song.
Like, yeah, we like it.
Yeah,
sheep are sexy. They're hot.
Yeah,
they're making fun of me.
White fluffy sheep. They're hot.
Who can resist?
As a farmer to many sheep in Stardew Valley, I don't appreciate this light of talk.
What was your most recent creature named again? Grongus?
Grongus is one. I made a new one named Cuckoo.
Cuckoo!
I never name my animals. I always do random because the Stardew Valley random names are so fucking crazy. Mm. So, ZZ.
Grongus.
Jamarche. They're great, but shout out Stardew. My thumb hurts because I'm playing so much because I'm sick, and all I do is go from my computer to play Stardew to my recliner to play Stardew on my big TV to couch to play Stardew on my Steam Deck to bed to play Stardew on my Steam Deck.
Yeah. I do like looking over, and Tim can give me an update on what's happening with who he's dating, what eggs have been hatching.
Oh, yeah, he's got my void eggs. Let me tell you what happened to, if you guys know anything about Stardew, there's a character named Haley. She's the stereotypical kind of mean, blonde, hot girl. I had 3 hearts with her because I have a new ability that makes hearts go higher. And if you do basically anything in the game, occasionally the hearts go up. So I didn't do much with her because she fucking hates vegetables. Whereas everyone else loves my cranberries and hot peppers. So she has a couple hearts, and then I gave her a new item on her birthday and her favorite thing on her birthday, and it maxed it out. So imagine you wake up one morning, think about someone you're like vaguely an acquaintance with.
Mm-hmm.
They walk up to you, have a quick 2-second conversation, and then in the deep like core of your soul, you're like, I'm in love with them.
Oh, I need to marry this girl.
And to test it as a joke, I asked her to see if she wanted to date me. She's like, no, I don't think so. I don't like you. And I was like, well, here's a sunflower. What do you think now? I was like, I was waiting for you to ask. I was waiting.
You just gotta give a sunflower. And then, you know, you're good.
Yeah, exactly. The new update for Stardew is good. Take that out.
Wow, you're getting a little ahead of yourself, sir. Getting into things that made you happy.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
How about you get into this first question instead?
Yeah, thanks for giving me such a long one when I can't.
Okay, that is kind of my bad. I did think about
Holy
that.
Holy shit.
I'm sorry. It's a pretty funny one.
Cool.
In my opinion.
Am I the asshole for not providing condiments for my guests?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I have a headache now.
See, that's why I was like, okay, I think Tim will enjoy reading this.
I, 26 female, do not like messy foods. And by that, I mean a lot of extra sauces, dressings, and the like on my food because, for me, it overpowers the taste of the actual food and leaves a lot of wasted extras. Fuck off.
That's what, yeah, I want to talk about this so bad. I have to let you read the question.
Like a messy burger? Like, yucky. Sign me up.
I think that there's just something that's like, you're either a person like this or you're a person like the rest
or
of us.
Or you're
a normal person. Who love messy food. Anyway.
When I cook, I use very small amounts and generally don't buy something until I need it for recipe. If I can get away with nabbing extra packets at a restaurant, I prefer doing that. Sick. The only condiment I ever really have on hand, besides salt and pepper, is mayo, since I use it for sandwiches and mixing some different salads.
Okay, can I say, not surprised. No. That does not seem surprising that the only wet condiment you have is mayonnaise.
Yeah, here's a fucking Target gift card.
And I like mayonnaise. I'm not a mayonnaise hater.
I love
mayonnaise. I just think it does make
I like sense. Miracle Whip.
I hated mayonnaise growing up because my mom told me Miracle Whip was the same thing.
Mm. Oh, yeah, no, they're not.
I always thought Miracle Whip was mayonnaise.
Not the same. Not. Miracle Whip is sweet.
I like it. Miracle Whip on a fucking grilled cheese? Mamma mia. Thank you, Nancy Williams. This is pretty much what led to my issue. I'm finally renting a house all on my own. I was excited. Congratulations. I was excited that I could have my family and a couple friends over all at the same time without having roommates to worry about, so invited everyone over for dinner. I grilled up some chicken. Oh, fuck. Sorry. I grilled up some chicken and fish, did some shrimp, veggies, and some baked potatoes. Just some dry chicken and potatoes.
Exactly. They're like, this bitch loves dry food. Yummy.
Pepper, that's it.
Yeah. Like, I guess if you're like a red meat person, like, hey, salt, pepper, maybe. Let's go. Once we started eating, they were asking for things like tartar sauce, cocktail sauce, hot sauce, sour cream, ranch. Just all of these things that they should know I don't usually keep on hand.
They should know. Don't you know I like my food dry?
I like
Mother likes her food dry.
I want to choke on my baked potatoes.
Ranch is too spicy, thank you.
I only could do salt and pepper.
I told them I had made a dipping sauce for the shrimp, so they could just use that for anything else, because it's pretty good. My brother said he tried it but didn't like it, and things like cocktail sauce and tartar sauce are pretty basic staples to have around if you eat any kind of seafood, and I told him he should have brought some instead of expecting me to waste money on something that'll just sit in my fridge.
Mm.
Last night, our mother called me and told me I need to think about my guests if I'm going to invite people over. I know, we've talked about this before. Like, when we read it, we like, inherently in our mind palace, like, invent scenarios.
Yeah.
And the number of times a fucking mom calls someone.
Yeah.
Like, it's now just the same thing. Of like, yes. This mom has to call and bitch you out because you decided not to have a child, or you dressed down the husband, or you didn't have tartar sauce. Like, to me, it's all in the same based on doing this podcast for so long. I told her I already had cooked for everyone, and expecting anything more was a bit much. The gist of the rest of our conversation was basically telling me a good host that invites people over picks up drinks and a couple of condiments that they know their guests like or are likely to use. And if it was a cost or waste issue, I should have asked them to bring some when I invited them.
True.
I said, I just won't host anyone else at my house and hung up. I was like, Jennifer, this is like Jennifer.
Okay, what? No, shut up.
Yeah, that's just like you.
Shut up.
But now I've had time to think about it, and it wouldn't have been a cost. It wouldn't have been a lot cost-wise, duh. But I still don't think I have any obligation to provide that kind of stuff of people for people that I've already gone out of my way to cook for. Am I the asshole here? Reddit. Edit. Seasoning that you cook with and condiments you add to food are not the same thing. I agree. All the food was seasoned with things like lemon juice, garlic salt, dill, Creole seasonings, things like that. Huh, okay. I made a Cajun buttermilk dipping sauce for the fish and shrimp.
That does sound pretty good.
I kind of wish you didn't do this edit, to be honest.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to yell at you fully.
Yeah, we were going
to
really, really dog on you.
Less bad now.
And there were things they could have put on their baked potatoes, butter, chives, chopped bacon. What? Okay. Just not any sour cream or ranch.
Damn it.
I mean, no. Okay, but like not having sour cream for potatoes, baked potatoes is pretty bad.
That's crazy. I feel like you've got to have sour cream for the baked potato. Yeah.
I get not having tartar sauce and cocktail sauce, but I mean, she even does say, like, if you eat seafood enough, you would have that. We don't. So we don't.
But guess what? We also have stuff that I could whip up cocktail sauce.
Yeah, well, girls
but also,
yeah,
like,
I have
were
ketchup
specifically
and
making,
like, mixed together. Like,
delicious.
Like, if you were making, if you were having people over and making fish for them, you might consider fish and shrimp. You might consider maybe they would like something other than a buttermilk
chicken. Well, I guess this chicken appears to have been seasoned, I guess.
Like, you don't got any BBQ sauce in your house, dog, for a grilled chicken? That feels like you gotta.
And she's like, I don't want to put it in my fridge just to, like, whatever. Like, bitch, do you know what condiments are made for? They made a damn movie about
They're
it.
They're meant to
they
sit
there. They
in
love
your
it.
Fridge for, like, 5 years.
Dude, ketchup? Love sitting there.
It doesn't go bad.
It doesn't go bad. It's good for you.
I feel like in this situation, you can get individual servings of cocktail sauce and tartar sauce and stuff like that.
Oh, that's the best way. Yeah.
They probably do. Yeah. Maybe she should consider doing that, like buying like a pack, like individual packs somewhere to like have.
I don't know. I mean,
like shelf stable stuff. I mean,
this is going outside the purview of what was stated, but sometimes you got to. Like, oftentimes when you are invited to a dinner party such as this, the standard question is like, awesome, can I bring anything? And then if you know if you're hosting and you know you're a fucking weirdo, it's like, oh, I actually don't have a lot of condiments, so if there's anything special you like on blah 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 blah, then
yeah. And then that gives your guests the opportunity to be like, oh, I'm about to roll out all my sauces, show off all my mustards.
We're about to bring seven mustards up into your house.
I think for me, like, this is just like the way that this person like approaches food is just so like antithetical to the way I approach food that is just baffling to me. Cause I'm like, food is a vehicle for sauce.
That's true. Very true.
Life like people are like, I don't like sauce. I'm like, what?
I love sauce.
For a long time, like French fries were a delivery vehicle for ketchup for me.
Exactly. Bagels are so you could eat cream cheese. Tendies are so you can have honey mustard.
Honey, BBQs, oh, fucking, I love honey
ranch,
mustard.
That's true.
All the other good sauces.
You guys
I just,
ever
like,
notice?
Don't get it.
You ever notice that ranch that you get in the bottle is fucking shit, and then ranch from a restaurant is so good? You ever made
it sucks
ranch? It's so good.
Like, why is, I guess it's the preservatism shit, because it's not the same. Like, and not. When you go to a restaurant and they give you the ranch and you're like, oh, this is the good ranch.
Finding the places that have the good ranch is, like, I don't think, like, is there anything else like that? Like, obviously there's the joke of, like, McDonald's Coke is better, but, like, outside of ranch, is there any other, like, oh, this place got the, you know,
I mean, blue cheese dressing.
I'm very unfamiliar with the whole there's good ranch at places. That's not
Michael.
You're unfamiliar. What are you talking about,
Michael?
There's a stark difference.
Michael has a very strict Welsh diet. So
Michael's like, I'm kind of with this girl. I kind of like my food dry. Yeah.
No. Do not lump me in with this monster. I'm just simply saying that you know, ranch is something that Nika loves. When she goes to
it's a southern and midwestern.
When she goes
what Michael is trying to say is, you midwesterners disgust my upstate New York sensibilities.
his coastal elite. He hates ranch.
I who was supposed somehow. To be in the Twin Towers during 9/11 would never eat ranch.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, it is different, like, region to region in the U.S. Like, whereas I feel like in the South and the Midwest, it's like, well, of course you're going to ask for ranch on the side.
It's just
normal.
Can we
do.
Come together and be like real shitty and be like, people that ask for ranch are monsters? But then if you're like, hey, can I ask for ranch?
You need to be ashamed of it.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of it.
You should be ashamed that you're asking for ranch.
There's a difference between asking for ranch and default asking for ranch. Like, it's essentially an American trope. They go to like a French villa and ask for ranch.
No, right. It's ranch.
Like, can I get like some ranch for my filet mignon? Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why I brought up our good friend Nika Howard, because I feel like she is a champion of ranch.
Whereas, she is, absolutely.
Whereas I am not so much.
I'm trying to decide if I like chicken wings, like hot wings, or ranch more, because I feel like the hot wings are definitely a delivery vehicle for ranch and blue cheese.
And the combo of the buffalo sauce with the ranch together, oh, so good.
No thanks.
Oh, I go blue cheese. 100%.
Yeah, blue cheese. I do both, but I don't, as everyone knows, I famously don't like buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
Because it's too vinegary. For me. No thanks.
I rarely get like the straight buffalo sauce. Now I get like the mango barbecue. Habanero, or I get like the lemon pepper.
Okay. Well, or go barbecue.
No, it's just sweet. I don't want dessert for my wings.
Ghost pepper. Whatever's the hot, the one that has like a nuclear symbol by it.
The one that you have to sign a waiver for.
Yeah, that's the one I like.
That's going to make your beehole hurt.
Sometimes when I'm chowing down on my adult chicken tenders, which are just chicken tenders made by an adult. That I bought at Costco. And I'm dipping them in my various sauces. I do have a bit of clarity and I'm like, what are we doing here? Barbie sauce and ketchup. Yeah, like they're just, there's like just a pinch more salt in it and before it's like icing.
But
shout out.
But it's pepper. It's good though. Sweet.
It is good.
Why are we denigrating the flavor of sweetness?
As someone who has read many Brandon Sanderson books, sweet foods for bitches.
Wow. Now, Tim, can I say, I think this is very funny for you to be going hard on.
Yeah, because
as you're the number one sweetie boy in this house.
Much like the Blackthorn, I'm trying to break down barriers.
Oh, you mean the Blackthorn? I thought you meant the pizza place.
Cosmere.
Anjin from Shogun. The crazy ass white boy.
No,
Shogun.
One of the main characters from Brandon Sanderson's Stormlight Archives. Keep
Isn't
up.
Isn't that guy named Blackthorn though, or something?
Anjin? No.
What's his name?
Maybe it's Blackthorn.
Guys, I think my brain's still not working. Black you Phil? Have to forgive me. Yeah, I thought the eclipse was happening tomorrow. I don't know what
your brain's eclipsing.
The guy in Shogun's name is like something Blackthorn.
Yeah, see, you're confused. You did it intentionally to confuse me.
Well, you switched for so, not important. I don't know the main character of Shogun's name because I just call him Cosmo Jarvis because that's the actor's name, and that's an insane.
His
fucking
name is Cosmo Jarvis.
Yeah, it's pretty. I'm gonna look it up.
Like Jarvis Cosmo would make slightly more sense.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. You tell me. I mean, that's
his name is John Blackthorn.
Okay, I don't apologize.
I forget to call him John Blackthorn because I think his name is Crazy Ass White Boy.
I haven't watched this show yet. I need to start it.
Well, so can you just wait. I'll give you the pitch for it at the end of this episode.
Okay. Why do chicken tenders that you buy at the store that are frozen like are like tough and have things of like chunks of fat in them, and then when you get them from the store, they're so good?
You got to get the right kind. Can we have a little detour to talk about the ideal chicken tender?
Can I answer next question?
Yeah, sure. I guess so.
Because it's selecting. They're giving you a meal, so they throw away the little doo-doo bits. Whereas my good friends at Purdue Pharma, Zaibatsu.
Purdue Pharma? That's different.
Purdue Pharma, Zaibatsu. They just fucking pull the lever, and whatever comes out, baby.
I think the chicken tendies that are more flat in shape, like, you know, they got a little tip on them. Those are those safer chicken tendies and tend to have less weird textures inside of them.
I've thought about this. Curl up in weird ways. And
yeah.
And there's like a blob of like weird soft stuff inside of it. I need a flat tendy. I need them to look like.
Well,
what would you call that shape where they're pointed on one
end? A spearhead.
They need to look like a spearhead.
I will gladly pay like 2x the price to get tenders that don't suck store. Like gladly.
Wow.
Gladly. Every time I get them, they're terrible. They're awful.
All I know is that air fryers have just revolutionized home chicken tenders. That's all true. I'm saying.
Should we get an air fryer?
I know. I was just thinking, I was like, we have a toaster oven. I'm like, number one, it's lost two of its legs.
Whenever our cleaners come, they keep pulling out our wine openers that we use to prop up our toaster oven. I'm like, no.
And then it's
these
sideways.
Wine openers are meant to be under the toaster oven. Please follow the rules.
Please stop it.
Stop it. These are my comfort
it's like
wine openers.
First world problem.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. No, that's a sentence.
It's extremely one of those things. Like, I would always never say anything to our cleaners about it, but I do get mildly annoyed every single time. Like, you can see that this is tilted sideways now. Like, it's obviously broken and we can't fix it. Leave it alone.
And then they like come to you and they're like, how did I do? And you're like, oh, you're doing a great job. You're doing great.
I would literally never say anything. And they move things around and I have a little moment where every time I come, I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah, we
it's
are fine. Not that we need to justify it, but since we for some reason I feel like I have to. Since we have cats, we call it our cat tax, and our nephew is like really allergic. So we're like, you know what? Let's do the cleaners to make sure that the cat dander, because there's no way
it's like
that,
once a month.
Yeah, yeah. Our stupid asses will be able to like keep up with it, even though we still clean. But like, it's the same people that my brother uses. And we'll be like, do they put things weird places? Like, oh my God, yes. And my brother is like obsessed with it. And now I am too. And after, you know, 2.5 years of the which way does the dish drying rack face? Like, I guess I've lost. I mean, you are. I know you're wrong because I bought the dish drying rack. But you know what? You're only here for a couple hours, so I ain't going through this anymore.
Because they do that, but you know what else they do, though? They make – when they do the little thing where it looks like a little bow on the toilet paper and, like, the paper towels and make it look real cute.
That's
so
nice.
It's like, listen, I love this.
And we absolutely don't need them once a month, but much like, you know, Nick was joking about, like, you would never tell them if they're doing something wrong. I was like, well, I guess we have to do this for the rest of our lives. And the only way I would ever want to, like, switch it is, like – fire them, I guess, because I'm a modern adult who can't have a conversation if it has like just a zest of conflict, even if it's not really conflict.
I just feel like it's like this feels fair to me. It's fine. Like overall, like the value we get for it, they're allowed to do some weird stuff and I'm okay with that. But all I have to say is maybe we should get an air fryer because our fucking toaster oven is kind of jank anyway.
Yeah. They're kind of like just better microwaves is how I think of them now.
Mm.
Yeah. They're like tiny convection ovens.
Right, because the thing is, like, the air is all around it, so it gets more crispies and good.
That is true. And they cook real fast.
They cook fast. Not as fast as a microwave, obviously, but...
But a microwave does it bad, though. It makes it all soggy and...
This makes everything crispy.
It's like soggy and tough at the same time.
Very true.
You know, you gotta cook things in the right... receptacle.
Yeah. Start 30 seconds in the microwave, 3 minutes in the toaster oven, sit it on the counter for an hour, 30 seconds in the microwave, 2.5
This sounds like Tim's method for cooking Uncrustables.
No, my method for cooking Uncrustables is 1.5 minutes, and then before it ends, go in there, put your little hand inside the toaster oven, flip it, and then...
You gotta almost burn yourself.
Yeah, if you don't hit your knuckles on something, you're not doing it right.
And the thing is, I want to make fun of Tim so bad for the way he does it, but he's 100% correct. Because he toasts it so it's crisp and warm on the outside, and it's a little frozen inside, and it's very good.
And it's not too crispy on the outside. It's
just a little.
That's why you have to let it sit in the toaster oven after it's done. For 30 seconds to a minute. Earlier today, Jennifer, I got distracted because I have the flu, and I accidentally hit toast on our, which is 2.5 minutes at God knows what temperature. And then I'm like, there's going to be a fire in there. But it was actually fine and perfect.
So maybe you don't have to have the exact method. Anyway, can we talk about this girl again? And her?
I think she's embarrassed. I think she's just embarrassed. And
one of the people replied and was like, this sounds dry AF, honestly. Like, I just don't feel – I think it would just be tough for me if I found out you're a person that's like, I don't like messy food. Like,
yeah.
Can we truly be friends? Like, if you're a person – if you're a sauce hater, like, I just don't know. We might be too different.
Slop it up in my opinion.
If people can't look at me and know I just ate, like, I don't want
it. Like, let me out of here. I like my food to be like slop. I want it to be like poured from a bucket given to a pig.
I'm always like I making what I call like diaper plates, which is like you take all the delicious foods and you mix it, right? Like when Jennifer like makes the delicious meal, you know, it'd be like rice and then topping, whether meat or beans or whatever. Then a little beautiful array of sour cream, then beautiful shredded cheese.
I do like to kind of plate it.
And then a beautiful bit of like green onions. I do that, but I'm mixing it because I want it to be a consistent doo-doo color.
A consistent wet slop.
Oh yeah,
I want it to be a wet color.
You ever go slop mode on a breakfast bowl? Oh man, those eggs real slop it up. It's great.
Yeah,
man, this is making me so hungry.
Honestly, it's making me want dip so bad right now. Like, where do you guys go?
Well, that's why I'm so excited about the garbage plate in Rochester, where Michael's.
Yeah. I just saw somebody post a picture of a garbage plate, and I'm like, I want to eat that. That looks good, actually.
Mm. Unfortunately, I was so hungover, I thought I was going
to
die.
You had to, like, leave the restaurant to go barf, didn't you?
I don't know if I barfed.
I think you did. I think you barfed on the side of the road when we were walking back.
I left early, so you weren't with me.
I just assumed you were barfing at some point along
I thought I was
going to
pass out, but...
Well, yeah. So anyway, this girl, get some fucking condiments. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like,
You're very much in the minority of not liking sauce. So if you want to, like, be a good host, you got to have some sauce in your house.
They are, responding, which is good. Just getting obliterated.
Everyone loves sauce.
So what can you do?
Hmm.
Michael, can you read our next beautiful question?
Oh, God.
You know I can.
I'm about to get a boner.
Uncontrollable burping girlfriend.
That's like my CIA activation phrase, baby.
Yes, his eyes went like fully black.
just looking at this, and I bless you for giving me such a short paragraph, but looking at it. It is full of blue underlines.
That one seems rough.
Look, this guy does not know anything about grammar or capitalization.
Not scanning real quick. Nothing is uppercase at all. So that's fun.
There's like one is the very first word. Shout out relationship_advice where dudes go to be bad.
So I've been dating this girl for like 8 months. I thought I was starting to fall for her, honestly. Into a deep love. None of the bullshit love.
Yeah, fuck that bullshit love, haters.
This is real. This is real love.
Not like that faker Sydney Sweeney who won't respond to my Instagram messages.
I started noticing weird things, though. Every time after we ate a large meal, she just start burping.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I don't know if this is a normal thing for a girl to do.
No, disgusting. What's next? Go to the bathroom?
However, her burping isn't average. She burps out loud for easily 30 minutes straight after her
meal. Who is she? Shrek? Is she Shrek?
Like, uninterrupted? It's just one nonstop? How does she have the oxygen
to
do that?
She unhinges her jaw. It's one long
edit. She is part toad.
I'm going to throw up, and then she just burps nonstop.
Is she one of the Budweiser frogs?
Yeah, bro. That's sick. Good for her.
I can no longer take her out to meals in fear of judgment. And she becomes abnormally obnoxious.
Holy fuck. This is the guy from Men in Black, but with instead of sugar. Yeah,
you got any sugar water?
Is your girlfriend an alien in a human skin?
Yeah, post this in our paranormal.
I don't know how to tell her how I feel. She might have a serious condition. That I could look like an asshole if I bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Please, should this make or break a relationship? I really need help.
Oh man, you're about to lose yourself a baddie over this.
Brother, I need you to think forward to your future and imagine yourself at the altar at your wedding. Uh-huh. And when it comes time to say I do, she just burps for like 30 minutes straight.
Deep love. When you're putting the cake in your partner's mouth, it's going to be like a fucking action figure missile launcher. You just put it in there and and it goes everywhere. And now for the next 30 minutes, you can't take beautiful pictures of your wonderful day.
Can I just say, doing a search on relationship underscore advice for burp. Very fertile. Very fertile. A lot. You're good. I hope you guys are excited for more burp content coming because there's more where this one came from.
Dump him, 6969 says. To be honest, if burping makes you want to dump her, you're the problem. You're more disgusting with the symptom that's on you. You are more disgusted with the symptom that's on you. Shout out, real queens burp for a 30-minute straight and cause scenes at restaurants.
The maitre d' comes is like, can you please take your girlfriend out of this restaurant? She's befouling our air with her belches.
Bog hag out of here.
She keeps reciting the alphabet.
And okay, so now, she becomes abnormally obnoxious.
Right.
Is that just an additional thing, or
that's
is
what
it,
I was asking.
Is it the burp?
Yes. Say it. I just imagine it's like some towny ass Boston person now. I ain't shutting up. I ain't saying shit. I can burp whatever I want. That's my flu based female Boston.
I liked it. That was pretty spot on. what we used to call a sea hag,
which I got from my good friend Joe Rogan.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Joe Rogan, you should not be as insane. Thank you.
You were funny sometimes.
You were funny sometimes. You like to talk about aliens,
but now you might believe in flat Earth theory. And, it's concerning. Burping for 30 minutes after every meal. Can I just say, doesn't seem healthy. Maybe go to the doctor.
Gotta feel like there's a medical thing going on here.
Could be a condition.
Like I don't even know if I burp every day.
What?
What? What was that sound?
I think you have to.
Maybe a little burp.
In your sleep, you're constantly.
No way!
I think when you sleep, you burp and spiders go in. I think
that's what happens. Everyone, yeah.
That calls the
you
spiders.
Burp after all the spiders you've eaten.
I burp them, the spiders right out.
Mm-hmm.
They live in there. Mm-hmm. They like it.
In your sacks.
Yeah, I mean, this is burping in public loudly is pretty crazy.
There's one thing where it's like you can't control it, and then the other thing is where she like likes to show off for 30 minutes. Like, that's
she's really good at it.
She likes the attention.
Could it be that her culture considers it a compliment?
Oh, this is another Welsh thing. Okay, yeah.
Oh my god. Because
that's a thing.
I mean, better out than in is what I always say.
It's literally is your girlfriend, Shrek.
Yo, is your girl get rowdy at the dinner table?
Does she make candles out of her earwax?
That ain't your girl, that's Shrek.
Is her best friend a donkey?
Oh, fuck.
Can we
would date Shrek, though.
We gotta go Shrek back to how deep her love is, though, or their love is.
Can we please? None of the bullshit love. This is
right. Why did you not notice for 8 months?
Oh, I think he's been putting up with the burping for
love,
8 months.
Love blinds you, Nick. You know, it's like.
Yeah, the pussy's so fire you don't care that your girl's burping for half an hour straight
girl,
after eating.
She'd be burping on my loads 30 minutes, girl. Fuck.
I did see when I was searching burp in relationship advice, I did see someone talking about burping on her boyfriend's dick while she was giving a PJ.
That's what you're supposed to do.
It's like, it kind of sounded like his fault, because he shoved it in there too much and she burped. Like, listen, that's on you, buddy. Sorry, I keep coughing. I'm gross. I'm gross, just like this girl is gross, so maybe I need to give her a little slack, you know?
For all our gross queens out there, you're never changed.
I can be a gross queen in
for all
some
our
ways.
Shreks out there.
Yeah.
Our Shrekettes.
Now, do you think I'm reading into this too much, or could it be that they could restate this as girl who is willing to have sex with me has a lot of burps. What do I do about it?
That does put it into perspective for sure.
Because that's what I don't know.
I mean, isn't that like all young relationships, though, in a weird way of like, you know? Like,
I mean, most of mine.
Slash the entire race of praying mantises.
That's fair. Can't just argue.
Ignore red flags.
I think at 8 months in, when you are getting into deep love.
Not the bullshit love.
I think you do. I think at 8 months in is you're allowed to be like, hey, sweetie. Quit cooling with the burps and bubbling.
Hey, what's the deal with that?
Can you like take it down a few notches?
Or maybe
less
just
loud?
Be like,
maybe cover it up?
Or even just be like, hey, is there a medical condition?
Yeah.
Hey,
let's.
I notice you burp a lot.
And I'm trying to be sensitive.
Right.
I notice you notice drink that we... three seltzers at every meal.
Yeah.
Okay. That is unrelated. The main thing that does make me burp is drinking seltzer. That is definitely true. Yeah, I've noticed you down a 2 liter of Coca-Cola right before and then eat some Mentos.
Jesus Christ.
And belch in one uninterrupted belch for 30 minutes.
A whole Ben and Jerry's, yeah.
What if they started every – what if he snuck in an appetizer for every meal that was just like laced with Gas X? Would that work? Could that do something?
She'd be like, what's happening to me? Where's my rumblies? My rumblies are gone.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yep. I shout out to people that don't want to have a conversation.
He doesn't sound compatible, so it's time for him to move on.
Yeah, he's just jealous because he can't get the big burps like she does.
It sounds like she's like trying to give him a hint and she doesn't want to have a hard conversation, so... Sounds like not with him either.
He's like, sweetie, can I talk about something with you? Burping is unfortunate, but the burping is just funny, though.
I have to know what he means by obnoxious in public.
I mean, I think it's just burping loud as fuck, I'm assuming. And, like, not covering the mouth or anything.
It kind of sounds, though, like she just gets all crazy after a big meal.
Yeah. She gets too hyper.
She gets too hyper. She starts burping and can't control herself.
Trying to fight everybody? This girl rocks.
This should be an I Think You Should Leave sketch.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm crying.
As most things should be.
Did we already talk about this slight aside that one of Paul F. Tompkins' podcasts, they do a similar thing to this where they read stuff that people send
in. Oh, no.
And somebody submitted basically a I Think You Should Leave sketch onto one of those sites. And then somebody found that, thought it was hilarious, and submitted it. And so and no one recognized it.
Oh, I think I did. Did they talk about this on Threedom?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, I think I heard them talk about it on Threedom.
So yeah, basically, it's like if we were reading one of these and it was just completely and I Think You Should Leave sketch.
That's so funny.
But none of them picked up on it.
Sometimes people will do that. Like, they'll, like, take movie plots and make them. Like, you got to watch out for the freaking, not cloud chasers. What is it they're looking for on Reddit?
Upvote farmers. Chaser.
Yeah, that shit.
Clout chaser is Reddit, too.
Clout chaser, yeah. Like, you got to always keep your
karma farming. Yeah.
Karma farming, that's what I was looking for. You always got to keep your detective hat on when you're reading Reddit. Because I do feel like I've gotten a pretty good sense over the years of, like, this seems like a lie.
Everything we've read is true, though.
That is
true. This feels real. There's no way that this burping one is fake because it's crazy.
for those curious, I think it was like the Nextdoor app or whatever, but it was essentially like sale, 1,000 little plastic meatballs, you know, X number of wigs and
fedoras,
slick back hair wigs, and yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That's the good shit. Nick, can you read our last question for today?
Sure. Am I the asshole for rejecting the worst name ever for our offspring? So my husband, 38 male, and I, 36 female, are expecting our first child, a bouncing baby girl, due in a few months. We were both over the moon when we found out the gender, but now things have gotten complicated, to say the least.
Uh-oh.
See, when we first started talking about names, the boy name was immediately decided. Stuart Jr. After my husband.
Stuart. Oh, okay.
No problem there. It's a classic name, carries family meaning. But for a girl, things got murky. My husband suggested Stuarta.
What? Okay. There we go. What? There we go. Hell yeah.
Stuarta.
I like that.
No, you're not having a stroke. Apparently, his logic is that since Stuart ends in a T, we could just add an A to make it feminine. I tried explaining why that doesn't quite work, how it sounds more like a furniture brand than a human name, how she'd be endlessly correcting people and explaining its origin. He's adamant, though. says it honors him while giving our daughter a unique name. I've suggested a few alternatives. Feminine names that maybe share similar sound or meaning to Stuart. Names he mentioned liking in the past, even just going back to the drawing board entirely, but he's fixated on Stuarta.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, I love my husband dearly, and I understand wanting to honor our family, but I can't imagine subjecting our daughter to a lifetime of awkward stares and endless questions about her unusual name. I also worry about potential bullying and the impact it could have on her self-esteem. So, Reddit, am I the jerk for refusing to budge on Stuarta?
Stuarta?
Is there any compromise I haven't considered? Help a soon-to-be mama out. Ugh. TLDR, husband wants to name our daughter after himself in a really, really bad way. I think it's terrible and will set her up for a lifetime of awkwardness. Am I the asshole? Looking forward to your thoughts and hopefully some sanity checks. Edit, please no suggestions for other TA names. The man clearly has a theme, and I need to gently steer him away from it. Not fuel the fire.
Hell yeah, dudes rock.
Wow. Stuarta is such a bad name. Stuarta. Stuarta. Is it like a fake
hotel? Yeah, you have Stuarta. To be like, oh yeah, I'm Dutch. It's Dutch. I'm Dutch.
Like, it's not possible to say that name without, like, your hand going into the Italian hand motion.
This is my daughter, Timothea.
But the thing, okay, there are some names, like Roberta. Roberta is a name that exists.
Oh, checkmate, atheists.
What? Oh, you said it to me. Okay. Like, there are, like, feminine versions of traditionally masculine names. It's just that specifically Stuarta does not work. It sounds really bad.
It's kind of hard to say.
It's hard to say. Like, there's too many vowels
Stuarta.
In there.
Stuarta. Because it's S-T-U-A-R-T-A. Stuarta.
Stuarta.
I mean, you should be real and be like, Stuart's a dumb name, even for boys. Fuck off.
You should change your own name, is what you should say.
If you like Stuarta so much, change your name to it.
Well, why don't you change your name to Rob? Then she can be Roberta. You idiot. And then your father can be also Rob. Like, does that work? Then it will be a family name if everybody changes their name.
There you go. There you go.
This egomaniac, though. It's like.
Like, would it be cool if my kid just had my name? Like, I guess. Like, but.
What age were you when you're like, wait, why don't they do this for girls? And no one had, like, a really good explanation other than female don't matter.
Like, truly, like, why is it, like, a junior is always a dude?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Society.
Patriarchy.
There's got to be some girl juniors out there.
Wait, is there no junior for girls?
I've never encountered one.
Juniora?
Juniora, yeah, exactly.
See, it sounds bad. It sucks.
Like, okay, I just thought of another boy growing up. Paulette. That's another name. Paulina. They exist. Like, you can't just be making
Thomasina.
Like, here's the thing. You can't just be making names up. Like, I mean, you can, but you're really taking a chance. You're taking a big swing. I mean, I have a very normal name.
Martha, so, after the main character, Fire Emblem Marth.
Yep.
So Larkin is kind of a made up name, sort of, although other people also made it up simultaneously.
Isn't it a bird?
It's a like a last name. No, a lark is a bird and a wren is a bird, which we smash together.
But I feel like that's the thing. Like, you took a chance, but you made a good choice because other people have also done this. There's a reason why there's not Stuartas running around.
Yeah, there's like, because there are that names that are Larkin, but not.
There's
dozens of us.
According to ChatGPT, Junior can be for girls or boys.
I mean, it can.
It can.
It can, isn't. But I just don't think people do it, though.
Yeah, it just isn't. Like, I'm sure, I feel like I have met a junior girl, but it was probably, like, some fucking learned female that was like, I'm putting my damn foot down. I'm going to wear a pant.
This is Jennifer Junior.
<They're> like, Jennifer Junior. Oh, but it's not spelled like you think. It's J-U-N-I-O-R. That is how I thought.
You saying Jennifer Jr. was filled with such power that I shuddered for a second.
What would Jennifer Jr. even be like? I was like, very scary.
At first I was like, isn't this sexist? And then I was like, no, we have to keep doing that because
I'm
going to
name
bad.
My daughter Nick Jr., which is on the first person.
Nickelodeon. Wait a second. That's a damn TV channel. I'm going to name my son Nick at Night.
Carly's middle name is Jill, which is her mom's name.
That happens. My middle name is my grandma's middle name.
Yeah.
Michael, shouldn't her middle name be her previous last name as she takes your extremely Italian last name?
That was never even vaguely on the table for a second. She was like, my name is cool. Fuck off.
Yeah, that is true.
Yes.
Yeah.
My name's not even cool and I still kept it.
Yeah.
It's come back around to being cool out.
We're the only ones brave enough to be like, isn't that weird? About societal's darkest issues.
Why girls no junior?
Why girl no junior?
What the hell?
Why girl have to take man name?
It's also weird that the child takes the man's last name. That's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think it's cool that in other cultures it's like, no, you just get both your parents' last name and you keep doing that and passing it down. I feel like it should be like that.
I feel like we should still get our hometowns.
My sisters took
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say my sisters took their husband's last name, and whenever I see them pop up in the chat, I'm like, who the fuck is this?
I was going to say we should continue to do the thing where your last name is like your profession.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Jennifer Computer Job.
I'm Nick Lazy Fuck.
There'd be like 8,000 like hairy email.
Jennifer Email. Okay. I do feel like Jennifer Email Junior.
Timmy Podcast is pretty good. I feel like I've been trying to push that pretty hard.
I'm Jennifer Emails Podcast. I took my husband's last name.
Jennifer Email Podcast Junior.
I'm gonna throw up. I have the flu. I'm gonna shoot my doo-doo ass.
What is the best like modern last name profession? Like
profession. I'm Jennifer Consultant.
Yeah, Jennifer Crypto.
Jennifer Crypto.
I was going to say, Michael Crypto Bro?
I'm Jennifer Middle Management Podcast.
Haley Life Coach.
Oh, no. And adding Junior to it just makes it so funny.
Your life,
Bobby BMX, we're having fun.
Barbara Barista.
And instead of like just changing the last name when you get a new job, it just adds on. I'm like, I'm Jennifer Barista.
Oh emails. My god, that's so beautiful.
Oh, that's
it
so
tells
cool.
a damn story. Timmy I Party Circuit City. Let's go. Tim I Party? Are you fucking kidding me? I Party.
This is gonna be the future. This is the future. Everyone's your last name is gonna be your profession. So.
Tommy like, Winghouse.
Jennifer.
You'd be like, I don't need
Taylor
a resume. I just
Baker.
Need to know your name.
Exactly. It's so beautiful.
Jennifer Youth Pastor.
Gary Rat
Jennifer,
Basher.
A youth pastor, excommunicate.
Yeah. Oh my god! I think I'm going to be thinking about Jennifer Email for a really long time.
Samantha Spreadsheet. Samantha Spreadsheet is a
that's okay. a good one.
That's
actually.
A good one. That's boring.
I need to add all these names to my D because I have I don't know if I've brought it up on this show before, but I have a long running note on my phone of D&D names. Include and I'll let me just read some because hold on, let me add Jennifer Email really quick. On here.
I like emails, plural.
Jennifer Emails,
right? Because it's not Cooper, it's not Coops,
right?
It's Cooper.
Okay, are you guys ready for some really good names?
Okay,
Charles Fries, okay. Ben Grumbles, Tony Bazzaro,
and these are like real names that you found in real life. Yes,
usually yes, or it came up in a conversation with friends somehow, and it was funny. Chad Everest, yeah, most of these are real names that I have come up with. D.D. Butters, okay. Benjamin Cream. This was pretty self explanatory. Joanne Fabrics,
R.I.P.
Torch Scorch Marks, and Olaf Bongwald. So yeah, I've got some pretty good names in here.
I like the thought that Joanne Fabrics like didn't own a fabric store, and they were like, "Wait a minute, what if we owned a fabric store?" It's right in the name.
Yeah, we got a store now.
A
what?
Lot of sense.
Oh, we're gonna sell like you know, just like housing goods, like laundry detergent. I'm like, why don't you fucking sell fabrics? It's called Joann Fabrics.
Like, oh my god.
It was right there the whole time.
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense if it was like an auto goods store.
Yeah.
It's Joann Fabrics.
Joann Fabrics is so funny to me. Jennifer Email.
Jennifer Email Jr.
I'm sorry. I have to fit. Yeah, I didn't put Junior in there. And that's really important. Let me go.
Jennifer Homework Emails Junior. Go to your room.
Well, it's so beautiful because if you don't have a job in our society, you're nothing. So therefore, you literally don't have a last name. And then it's so powerful and so beautiful.
Then you have to get the like bastard name like in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
It's like a generic from one for your area.
Gary Street.
Yeah. If you're in like St. Louis, your last name is Arch.
Yes. What would your guys is? We've done this at Cast of Thrones before, but Nick has since moved. It's Orange, but still our Gator. But Michael, what would your bastard name be?
Rochester garbage plate.
Yeah, like garbage plate, or maybe winter affects snow.
Samantha Suicide.
Vitamin D deficiency.
Did you guys ever see the meme going around that was like a really cute picture of a little baby girl with like, you know, flower crown thing on her head, and it's like, I think blank would be a beautiful name for a girl, and it's always like Gollum, Morbius, things like that. I'm thinking about that. Yeah. Stuart a garbage plate would be a beautiful name for a baby girl.
That's so beautiful.
I feel like the name thing is going to be good. I've started poking around on the Name Nerd subreddit, and that's been pretty fun.
What's that?
People getting advice on naming stuff.
Okay.
Is it just people, or is it like website, or...
Oh, no, it's a subreddit.
I know, but is it just naming people?
Usually it's just naming people, yes. So it's usually naming their babies, specifically.
Gotcha. Oh. I have a fabric store. My name is Joanne. What should I call it?
And in fact, I think this may have, like, actually gone over there first before it was named by the asshole. Mm. Or at least, like, crossed over there somewhat. Because people will come and be like, is it a good name to name my baby Stuart? And everyone's like, no, that fucking sucks.
That sucks.
What's that chat GPT if anybody's named Stuart? Is anyone named Stuart?
You know, they have, like, baby naming apps now that are, like, Tinder, where you and your...
Oh, and you swipe?
You like, swipe, and it's, like, you and your partner can, like, match on names.
We live in hell.
We do live in hell.
There was a really...
Speaking of, anything else?
Probably not. I'm trying to... There was one really crazy post on Name Nerds where basically someone came and like, hey, I'm back. Remember when you guys all told me the name I picked sucked? Well, I gave it to my baby anyway. And everyone's like, okay, bitch.
Go off.
I think we're pretty dead. I'll see if I can find this one, though, because I do want to know what the name was. I forget it.
Richard Roadkill.
I would give this baby up for adoption, is my advice.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't be married to this person.
The marriage is more important to me. I'm trying a new thing where it's like, don't get divorced. So, you know, put the baby up for adoption and try again. Maybe your husband will be more amenable.
Yeah.
Should we talk about what made us happy over the past 6 months?
I will, but I do want to report back on what the name was.
Shout out.
Clover, and it's a boy.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but everyone's like, all right, bitch, have fun with that.
I would say, are they lucky? Oh, they're a baby? I'm sorry for
being offensive.
I think
that the baby was literally born like right around St. Patrick's Day why people were judging. But to be fair, I think the Name Nerd subreddit is known for being pretty harsh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I guess if it's like, hey, let's punch up this name, like, own my baby, like, how would you make fun of my baby?
That's literally kind of what it is, like, helping me, like, is there anything I'm overlooking? Looking here before I give my baby a name that everyone is going to roast them for.
I'm
going to
name my daughter Gart.
People definitely, they definitely have some crazy ideas on there sometimes. But anyway, what made us happy this week?
Everybody? Hey, shout out. Stardew Valley, what's up? They released update 1.6. Mm-hmm. It does not appear to be as big as update 1.5. That added a whole new island. But it seems like they shuffled in a lot more systems into the game, and then also made the quote-unquote in-game more interesting. The biggest difference initially is there's, like, a much larger upgrade screen because for a couple of reasons, but one of the most readily available are books. You can read books that give you special powers. So one of the books I read simply told me the price of every single thing I'm about to sell. If you've played Stardew Valley, you know that's a big deal because you have to sell everything once to know how much it works or how much it costs. So you don't really know what you're working with here. I have one that makes everyone fall in love with me faster. That one's great, obviously. Have one that makes me run real fast. There's apparently a ton more dialogue to make each year feel different. Okay. And like explicitly, like year two is like the, you know, other side where it's like, okay, it's different the first time. And then it sort of like randomizes it going forward is what I've heard. They introduced this like prize ticket thing, which is really fun. You like just get a ticket for doing something. And then you go to the mayor's office and he gives you something rad. Like I just got a poster of a cow.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, some new events and things like that. It's fun.
Sick.
Hell yeah.
Stardew. If you've never played Stardew.
I have only played like 3 days of Stardew.
Dude, it's so fucking good.
So good, bro.
I've heard of several people that have to like try it a couple times, but almost consistently it's like I'm too addicted, get this away from me type situation.
I know if I got like past year one or whatever, I would love it. But I haven't.
Well, here's my advice. Year one is just vibes. There's a community center. You're going to be like, oh man, I need to fucking finish this community center. No, you can't in the first year. Just calm down. You actually can. But, you know.
But you shouldn't focus on it.
You shouldn't focus on it. Year one is for vibes. Figure it out. Make mistakes.
All I know about Stardew is that everybody loves JoJo Mart.
I hate you so much right now. Apparently there's a lot more JoJo Mart content in this update as well, but I couldn't bring myself to fuck with it.
You don't like JoJo Mart?
No, they're literally like an evil Amazon Walmart.
Okay. I guess I referenced it at the beginning, so I should talk about it now. We've been watching Shogun.
Shout out.
I need to watch that.
It's good. It's on Hulu. There is a lot of subtitles because a lot of it is in Japanese, which is good, but just keep that in mind. Like, it's definitely not a, like, be doing something else while you watch it show.
I'm pissed that the rest of the language isn't in Portuguese.
It is kind of interesting.
Say it. There's a scene where they go back and forth between English and Portuguese and Japanese, but they don't. And I'm like,
it is a little confusing. They basically are like, pretend that the English is Portuguese.
Well, it's actually not always Portuguese. Oh, no, it is, right?
I think it usually is.
Yeah. That's right.
Except for the crazy ass white boy, because he's probably speaking English.
No,
right?
I thought he was. He like they like have one throwaway line in the first episode where he's like, "But I of course speak fluent Portuguese."
Okay. Maybe I missed that in the beginning because
I brought that up the other day and I was like, "Oh, I think they're speaking in English," but no, Michael's right.
Yeah. Huh. So yeah, when they're speaking English, it's actually Portuguese.
Except for the very first time.
Yeah. I'm not selling it really great right now, but I promise it's very good.
Yakuza Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth F's like language concept.
The main character or the main guy is an English man, mm-hmm. And he shows up to Japan with a boat full of cannons and shit.
Yeah.
And ends up embroiled in political dramas in Japan, and it's great.
And Michael, how are you able to watch it when it's so mean to Catholics?
I was going to say, this must be your favorite show in the world.
Oh, yeah, shout out.
Because the main character hates Catholics.
It's actually really funny.
It's back when being a Protestant meant something, and that was, I will kill any Catholic I see.
I will vice versa. Literally throw you out of a window and boil you in a pot because I fucking hate that you're a Catholic.
How dare you believe in transubstantiation or whatever.
Yeah.
And I forgot that was the thing from the original one, like that it was like, oh, this is all about like Christianity in a weird way.
Yes.
What do you mean original one?
There's another version of it.
Yeah. This was a thing that came out in the '80s. There was a miniseries that everyone was crazy about.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
I asked my uncle about it, and he was like, "Yeah, it's similar to the original." I was like, "Original? What are you talking
about?
What
the fuck are you saying?"
Yeah, I knew there was a book. I didn't realize there was another series.
It was huge when I was 8. No shit. Something.
Is it still called Shogun?
Yeah.
Because I knew the book was just called Shogun. And man, the actors are so good in it. Like, again, it's like if you want something that scratches that Game of Thrones, like political intrigue kind of, like, oh, like this person made a real face when this person said a thing. Like, it's great at that. But like a lot more like blowing people up with cannons.
Yeah.
I saw something recently where they were talking about The Last Samurai, and they're like, dude, Tom Cruise is not The Last Samurai. Ken Watanabe is.
Yeah.
People always criticizing it. Like, well, The Last Samurai is white. Like, no, you missed the point. I mean, anyway, I don't know if it's around the same time frame.
Toshiro Mifune's in the other one?
Damn. It was 1980. Yeah, and of course, I was alive in 1980, which is fun.
John Rhys Davies?
And the one thing that I remember from it was the guy getting pissed on. Literally, if you had asked me 3 months ago, do you have any memory of the miniseries Shogun? I would be like, a guy got pissed on.
It's like, I think there might be samurai, but I know there's piss.
You didn't remember people getting boiled in a pot?
No, I do not remember that. I remember the guy getting pissed on, though.
And a pheasant that's so stinky that it causes drama in the whole village.
Strife-ass.
I feel like, frankly, Shogun, watching Shogun is worth it just to, like, understand the jokes that people make on Twitter. Because there's been some real funny, this happened to my friend Anjin tweets on the net. So, yeah, Shogun's good. Also, Beyonce's got a new album out.
Shout out.
Cowboy Carter. It's great.
Also, Michael, have you seen the most recent season of Alone?
I have not.
We started watching it.
Surprise no one. It's good.
People are going home in this season. Oh, yeah. Like, people are like, I gotta go.
Are they someplace scary or?
No, more like I've doo-doo assed my. I did doo-doo in my sleeping bag because I trusted a fart.
Now I'm going home.
Now I'm going home. I almost killed a mama bear and now I feel bad. I gotta get out of here.
I doo-dooed my sleeping bag. I gotta leave.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all the same reasons as always, but it's like. They all do pretty good, and then at a certain time, they're like, seven, like, I'm out.
Start dropping like flies.
Michael, anyway. Do you want to go next?
Sure. A couple weekends ago, Carly and I went to Toronto, and we saw James Acaster live in person.
Oh, nice. He's in the new Ghostbusters. Did you know that?
Is he really? I did not know that. If you don't know James Acaster, he's a British comedian. He's English, but I'll let it slide because he has good politics.
He's from the United Kingdom,
and he made fun of the royals during the.
So he's one of the good ones.
So I'm like, okay, you're cool. But it was super funny. I laughed the whole time. It was weird. It was great. I loved it.
My face was doing this weird thing with the sides kept going up. What was it?
And this sound was coming out of my mouth.
I think I'm having a stroke here, but on both sides of my face.
I had too many tater tots.
That's cool.
see live comedy, I guess, is my thing.
Yeah.
That's worth it. Going to see live comedy is fun.
I only like pre-recorded comedy that comes out every other week to once a month.
Schedule is a little messed up, and people maybe have the flu or something. I don't know.
I will go next. I've been reading a new book. It's called Jake's Magical Market. It's a progression fantasy that I've been reading a lot of lately. And it's really fun.
You and Tim are on this.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun. It's about Earth gets transitioned to a magical realm by these gods. And apparently the leaders of Earth were told about this like 100 years prior and then like didn't warn anybody. Or they didn't believe it.
Typical.
Yeah. And so he gets transitioned to this world where like there are monsters and goblins and dire wolves kind of thing. And this kid named Jake, he works at a grocery store. He works at a bodega. And everybody dies around him except for him. And he doesn't die because he can basically locks himself in this market that he works at and, you know, can survive on the food and stuff until he learns how this new world worked. But in this world, the gods give everybody cards, and it's very video gamey. And like, you get a starting card that has some ability that's related to you, and he gets a really good starting card, which is to stop time. And he can stop time and then like move around while everybody else is frozen. And that is very good. And then like, as you kill like mobs and stuff, you can collect their cards, and then you can collect a certain number of cards, and you can upgrade your card, or you can like add them to your deck, and you can have 10 active at any one time. But basically the cards are there to like teach you how to use magic. So it's like, oh, this card will let you stop time. Like, not saying the card is the only way to do that, but you know, for these people that aren't used to magic, like a card is a like kind of a shortcut to like being able to use like these abilities given to you by the gods. And the gods kind of set up each world in a certain, like, in a specific way. And there are, like, dungeons, and you can go and, like, farm the dungeons and get cards and get loot and all this stuff. He basically starts, like, a little market where, like, the people coming to this world to, you know, check out the new dungeons can come to his little shop, and they can buy, like old human stuff because they're like interested in like what the culture was there. So he basically is like at the beginning just sells trash that he finds around the town from all the people that have died. It's you know like old like clothes and like trinkets and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people love thrifting, love antiquing.
And so it starts so weird and nice, and you know, he meets like nice people that are coming to help him, and then you meet some not so nice people that are coming that want to hurt him, and it just fucking goes places. Like, I cannot believe where they're at now in the first book compared to where they started, where they're just like at this fun little market, and it's super fun. And it's not high lit, but it is very enjoyable.
Yeah, I was just talking to Jennifer about, I mean, we've mentioned these books several times on the show, but it's like, it's so much fun now that we can have these very weird books that are like, the main character level up. They got 13 experience. You're gonna fucking call what's a publisher? Booking house? Scholastic? You're gonna yell at me? No. Here's a magic card.
Yeah, it's literally like, I got a level 5 card. I got a level 6 card, and then like somebody comes up to him and he's like, I got level 3 cards. You're toast. And then I'm like, dude, you don't have a chance. Chance gets my level. You have 5 no cards. Idea.
Nick, yeah. I probably asked you this before, but have you ever watched Hunter Hunter?
No.
There's a whole arc called Greed Island arc where they're like in a video game and there are cards and stuff. It's like, yeah, it's good. If you haven't watched Hunter Hunter, you got to do it.
Everybody watches Hunter Hunter.
We need to get back into it because we were watching, we put it off for a while. Well, I've seen all of it. Tim had not. And I was like, Tim, you got to watch this. But the dub is good. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
That's the thing about anime, especially subtitled anime, is like you can't like look at your phone because you have to read the whole time.
Exactly.
How am I supposed to watch a show without my damn phone?
What was it called again, Nick? I'm going to suggest this to Owen.
It's called Jake's Magical Market.
Jake's
Magical Market. It's a very fun cover where he's at his market and he's, you know, selling stuff.
Get Owen into progression fantasy books so that I think
he would really like them.
Yeah, tell him to check out Cradle series.
Oh, so the audiobook for this is read by the same guy that reads Cradle.
Oh, that guy's really good. Yeah. I don't do audiobooks, but I did buy this third book in the Cradle series, an audiobook. I was like, this whips.
Yeah, it's that guy. So I was like, why does this guy sound familiar? And then
I started the fourth Cradle book. But
yeah, these sound really fun. I always like to get the update from Tim on, like, what's going on in the books.
Yeah, because like Nick said, they start small, and since it's progression fantasy, it's like, okay, well, now this insane fucking thing is that, like, he can barely walk up the stairs. Now he's like, I have to destroy this meteor. These are things that don't happen.
I was literally listening to it in the shower, and then, like, he picked one job over another job, and, like, you know, seemingly, like, oh, that's the worst job, but it was, you know, technically the best for him. And I got out of the shower and, like, turned it off, and then Diana's like, Why would you pick that job? That sounds stupid. I was like,
what? That's listening? Like what these books do 17 times. It's like, why are you doing that? Oh, because you're smart. And they're usually like weaker because they have to progress, right?
Yeah.
So they have to like think outside the box. So that's why they pick like really weird items. Because like, well, I'll die if I don't do this and I'll get stronger. Da, 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 da.
That is literally what happens. He's like, nobody picks that rune. And then he's like, oh, well, I have a secret.
Oh, I am salivating. As soon as I finish the next 9 books in my series, I'll go check that out.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us this week.
I missed you.
So hopefully we no more illnesses for the foreseeable future. We'll be back on a more normal schedule.
I don't plan on getting sick ever.
I hope. I don't want to. I didn't like it when I had the flu. It sucked pretty bad. So yeah. I'm still not 100% recovered from it. I'm getting there.
I still have it.
Yeah, Tim's on. I gave it to him. He's on the upswing, but not fully better yet. I'm just happy that my skin doesn't hurt anymore. So, you can follow us on Twitter at Ask Your Internet. You can follow our editor, Steven, at @the_baddm. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheik.
You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. And just going to throw this out there. I'm trying to guest on more Magic the Gathering Commander streams. I was like, what if instead of creating my own Commander content, I just become a traveling guest. I've guested on a handful of shows and have a lot of fun. Just did a charity stream last night. Check my Twitter at around March 30th, 2024 to check out that and stuff like that. Let me shoot me an email. Twitter at Tim Lanning.
Sick. You can find me at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at R. Bristol.
Thank you, everyone. Until next time, sincerely, Dear Internet. Guys, it's World Backup Day.
It's Easter.
World Backup? I think it's World Backup Day, according to Time.in. I think it's to back up your stuff. So
hard drives?
Protect your data.
This is the day where you back up your religious leader so that if they die, they'll come back in 3 days.
Exactly. And if they
More like it's bring back up.
Oh, this is the day he actually wakes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wake up day.
He rolled out of the tomb today.
Today is World the Lord. Today's like trans visibility day.
Yes.
And like that's the one thing not on here, but World Backup Day is.
That's fucked, Time.is.
What about Malta's Freedom Day? That's important.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if it
Who gives a fuck about Malta?
Maltans, I assume.
What even is Malta?
That's where the milk balls come from.
Yeah.
The Maltasers.
But why don't we stand in solidarity with our British allies?
Huh?
Like, they got kicked out of Malta.
I guess now I'm going to celebrate.
But I hate England now, remember?
Yeah, they're bad.
When we were in the Bahamas.
Yeah, hold on a second. Now, what is this jersey you got on right now?
Wait, what?
What country does it hail from?
Well, this is Wrexham, obviously.
That's Welsh, right?
Yes, they're Welsh.
Okay, my bad. Sorry.
I say Cymru because Wales means foreigner in like Anglo-Saxon or something.
That's fucked.
So you know, I'm really into Welsh independence.
Michael, have we talked about how I've been to Wales? I did a study abroad in Wales for the summer. I did.
No way.
I did in Carmarthen.
I say Wales.
In South Wales? Because I also think South Wales sucks.
I don't remember. Don't ask me geography questions. I don't.
Was it near Cardiff and Swansea and stuff?
Close-ish, yeah.
I think they're bullshit, too.
Wow!
You think everybody that isn't Wrexham is bullshit.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
I am...
boop, 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 ba-doop, boop, boop.